the world wakes up from the horrors of the First World War, a new generation emerges, the so-called Lost Generation. The Rudolodion on the Paris left bank beats to the drum of the modernist movement. An explosion of riders creep out from a no-man's land to breach stale literary frontiers and express the human condition in a kaleidoscope of new, confrontational, and exciting ways. At number 12, Rudolodion and the Bookshop Shakespeare and Company, run by the delightful Sylvia Beach, US-born expat daughter of a clergyman. She rallies to the cause of struggling riders like a one-woman Red Cross. Couch surfing itinerants use her address as a post-restaurant, drop in for a chat, and even touch her for a few francs to cover living expenses. A big-hearted soul. Hemingway adores her. James Joyce owes her. For Sylvia Beach takes a giant leap of faith by publishing Ulysses in 1922, a book that sends shockwaves through the literary world with its stream of consciousness writing, establishing Joyce as a literary giant.
Address to the youthful mortal. His listeners held their cigarettes poised to the earth, their smoke ascending in frail stalks that flowered with his speech. Noble words coming. Look out. Could you try your hand at it yourself? And it seemed to me that I heard the voice of that Egyptian high priest raised in a tone of light-heartedness.